testing, testing. 1, 2, testing, testing. Happy Sabbath. Happy Sabbath. Happy Sabbath to the nation of Israel and to the rest of mankind. I greet you all in the Lord that we serve. Shabbat Shalom to Israel, to the 12 tribes of Israel. And to the rest of mankind. This is Radio once again, TRWTH Radio. We are live and direct. That's right, we are live and direct in the studio. I understand that it's been quite a minute since we went live. But we're here, as you know, that I have to defend for myself. I have a family to attend to. You know, I have to lead by example, by going out there to provide for my family. And so it's not easy. It involves me traveling outside of the States. But as we tend to find alternatives, you know, to be able to go live in regardless of my location. And we are actually working on that. Bear with us as we find solution to that loophole. This is Truth Radio once again, TRWTH Radio. Your host again, Adewale. Again, we're live and direct. All the nations of the world, TRWTH Radio. We go live every Shabbat to bring forth the revelation, the gospel of the truth. For now, we just have one session, which is the Shabbat session. Every Saturday, we go live and we talk about the scriptures. For those of you who are new to Truth Radio, hey, and regardless of your race, your gender, the texture of your hair, your height, the color of your skin, your accent, and your walks of life. It doesn't matter. We only know one thing. We only know one thing, and that is the truth. And regardless of who you are, we only know one thing, and that's the truth. We do not discriminate. But understand one thing. That the scriptures was written for Israel and Israel only. Now, if you want to be a partaker of it, you can join this platform. Because we know at the second coming of Yahusha, he's going to save his people. He's going to gather his remnant and save them from the pending doom that awaits mankind. Again, we do not discriminate. We only tell you the truth. And if you got a problem with it, deal with your conscience. You have dealings with the Almighty. And not what? And not the messenger. I'm not feeling too well, but we're going to, we'll go ahead and start the session. So bear with me. If you're hearing, me coughing, sneezing, man, the allergies today. Or since the past couple of days, man, I've been very strong. So I'm a little weak. So just bear with me. You know, you may hear me sneezing and coughing time to time. So just to let you guys know that. And for those who don't have the app at this moment, right now is available in both Google Store and Apple Store. It's spelled Truth Radio, TRWTH Radio. It is available right now in both Google Store and Apple Store. Once again, it's good to be back and bring the good news to my people. Shout out to Brazil. Shout out to UAE. Shout out to Haiti, Nigeria, Korea, Japan, the United States, UK, Sri Lanka, Saudi Arabia, India, Belarus, Russia, Ukraine. I see you guys. Again, this is a platform for the people, of the people, and by the people. Now, this is your platform. If you have any questions, please do not hesitate to reach out to us. You come in and you listen to the session. I see you guys. Yes, come on in. You're not here by mistake. This is Truth Radio, TRWTH Radio. As we know that, we've been established since early 2021. And it's been a journey for us. Yes, and I can boldly say that it has been an accomplishment. It has been a successful project so far. Because many lives have been touched. Many lives have been blessed. Your host, Adewale, it's very important. And I thank the Almighty for making this a very successful one. For making this a very, very, successful project so far. As we've not had any major problems. I thank the Almighty. Every Shabbat, we go live. Every Shabbat, we go live. And we talk about the scriptures. As the days goes by, we have to construct our timetable and let you guys know other sessions besides the Shabbat. Before we proceed further in today's topic, which will be the continuation of last topic, let us throw a prayer into the heavens. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We give you the glory and the honor and the adoration that you have made it possible for us to see the beginning of a new day. It is not by our power, neither is by our might or by our grace, but it is by your grace and by your mercy that you have made it possible for us. As we are here to witness another Shabbat, which is a day of rest, to gather and to bring out the Lord's word. As we are gathered today, for you said, if two, three people are gathered, that you're always in the midst. For I know that I'm not the only one. We have brethren across the world listening to this session. For we are all gathered in your name to be edified. Father, continually to show your mercy and grace upon us. For we are not perfect. But Father, that we need the Ruach. Heavenly Father, Allah, that we need the Ruach to be able to continue in this journey of life and to remain set apart from others, to stand out. Well, Father, man, it has been tough psychologically, mentally, spiritually, and emotionally. It has been tough for us. For the world gets more evil and evil on an hourly basis. What a time we are in. That Father, that you equipped us with the Holy Spirit, with the Ruach, to keep us going to the very end. Guide our going out and our coming in. Make a way for us where there's no way. Walk with us through the pathway of righteousness for your name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, For we fear no evil, for thou art with us, the rod and the staff, and they comfort us. And thou prepared a table before us in the presence of our enemies, and thou anointed our head, our cup runneth overflow. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Heavenly Father, in His Son, Yahushua. Amen. I pray for those out there who need this, that Father, that you know what they're going through. For those who are actually on the sickbed, that you make them whole again. For those who are battling all kinds of illnesses and diseases, that Father, that you make them whole again. For those who are looking for a partner, that Father, that you give them the bones of their bones and the flesh of their flesh. For we are all scattered throughout the four corners of the earth according to prophecy. That Father, that your Son would do the gathering of his people. I pray for my people. For we've been misled greatly. That Father, that you bring us back to light. All praises to the Most High Christ. Amen. Okay. Yes, this is Truth Radio, TRWTH Radio. Welcome, guests. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Come on in. Tell your friends and families about Truth Radio. We do not play. We bring the gospel to your very door. The truth do not discriminate. But your conscience will be far-fetched. Your host here, Adewale. Your host again, Adewale. Live and direct in the studio, Dallas, Texas. If you have any questions, do not hesitate to reach out to us. Our email, truthradio@gmail.com. We are active on Facebook, Truth Radio. Download the app. It's self-explanatory. You can also reach out to us using that app. Just download it, and it's self-explanatory. Not feeling too well. I have allergies as I'm sneezing and coughing. Please bear with me. Bear with me. So before we proceed further on today's topic, please, you know the rules, you know the policy, you know the regulations. Get your notebook, get your pen, your pencils, your eraser, your beer, your water, wine, whatever. Because we're about what? We're about to dive deep into the scriptures. As you know, treat this as you're going to school to learn. Take notes. It's very important. Gather your friends and families, even your enemies. Tell them to come so we can all be edified. Who knows? The Heavenly Father and Yahushua can use either one of us, even the evil ones, to bring forth his glory. So for those that actually happened to listen to last Shabbat, we were talking about the sin of Ham and why Canaan was cursed. And we dive deeper into how in ancient culture Near East and even in Israel, you know, we talked about how different biblical characters, you know, especially Solomon, you know, Abishag, Adonijah, and a few other, you know, biblical characters. How it was done back in those days, if they want to overthrow a king or a kingdom. And we actually talked about, you know, different examples with, you know, biblical characters and how it's done in Israel. In usurping, in overthrowing, you know, kingdoms, you know, officials, leaders, kings, by merely sleeping with their concubines or their wives. So we talked about such, and we dive deep into it, you know, which again, lead us back to the taboo act of Ham and why Canaan, his son, was cursed. So all these examples, all these stories, all those events that happened, as we talked about in last Shabbat, lead us back to the main origin of this topic, or to the origin of this topic. Now, we know Ham's deed is understood as maternal incest. For those who don't know what maternal incest is, you have to go back to previous, you know, to previous classes about this topic. Now, it becomes to explain Canaan's origin as the fruit of the union and why Canaan was cursed, because its origin was a vow, taboo act on the part of his father. Ham is repeatedly and apparently superficially identified as the father of Canaan, because the narrator signals the readers that this narrative explains how Canaan became the father. Canaan became the father of Ham. Now, we're going to proceed further in today's class, and we're not going to waste your time. It's just going to be brief. This will just be the conclusion of the last Shabbat. This is just the roundup. So in 20 to 30 minutes, we'll round up. You know, we'll finish today's session very, very, very quickly. You know, just want to round up, you know, this topic. So, as we explained with biblical examples in Israel, again, and not just in Israel, but nations near East, of how they overthrow authorities, officials, leaders, kings, kingdoms, etc., is simply by sleeping with their concubine or wives. It's not a coincidence how this explains Ham's act, as well as his reason for telling his brothers what he did. Now, let's go back to Genesis, the 9th chapter, verse 21. Let me get that real quick. And he drank of the wine and was drunken. This is Noah. And he was uncovered within his tent. I read again. And he drank of the wine and he was drunken and he was uncovered within his tent. Now, that text should be translated as her tent, because the Hebrew word for her tent is ohel, which in this verse, it has a third feminine singular suffix attached. This should be interpreted as her tent, not his tent. And we see the same thing in Genesis, the 24th chapter, verse 6 to 7, when Isaac brings Rebekah in his mother's tent. Literally, it says into her tent, the tent of Sarah, his mother. You have the word with the same third feminine singular suffix now. In the same passage, it is clear that it is a woman's tent. So, in Genesis, the 9th chapter, verse 21, Noah enters his wife's tent, which Ham's later enters her tent too. So Noah enters his wife's tent. And it was the same tent that Ham entered, which belongs to Ham's mother, Noah's wife. Noah's sons uncovered their father's nakedness. This simply means that Noah's sons not refrain from having sexual intercourse with Noah's wife, but they also refrain from seeing his nakedness, literally. So let me just summarize the whole incident of what happened in depth. And to bring out revelation, to bring out understanding for those who really don't understand this account of Noah. So, Noah becomes drunk and disrobes in her tent in preparation for intercourse. But he was incapacitated by his drunkenness. He was ineffective. He was inactive. He just cannot perform because he's drunk. He's in a drunken state. He's in a coma. So his son, Ham, enters and sees his father's nakedness, meaning his mother. And we've clarified that because seeing your father's nakedness is actually seeing your mother's nakedness. You're uncovering your father's nakedness simply means that, you know, you're having sexual intercourse with your father's wife, which is uncovering his nakedness. We've clarified that in previous classes. So Ham enters and sees his father's nakedness, that is, engage in sexual relations with his father's wife. He exits the scene and inform his brothers of his grasp of familial power, and he may perhaps produce like an article of clothing of proof, which is actually, you know, part of the custom in Israel, especially in the line of virginity. You know, they have to prove, you know, and I think it's a white cloth, and blood has to, you know, the cloth have to be stained with blood as your proof that, yes, you know, she's a virgin or not. So this may include an article of clothing or proof of his claim. The brothers, in turn, act with excessive filial deference. So the filial is spelled F-I-L-I-A-L. For those who don't know the meaning of that word, Google it. So the brothers, comma, in turn, act with excessive filial deference. So the difference is spelled D-E-F-E-R-E-N-C-E. And pity in returning the garment to their humiliated father, avoiding not only the figurative scene of his father's nakedness, meaning having sex with their mother, but also seeing their nakedness as well, literal. In the aftermath of the event, Noah curses the product of Ham's illicit union, namely Canaan, and blessed Shem and Japheth for their pity. Let me say that again. In the aftermath of the event, Noah curses the product of Ham's illicit union, namely Canaan, and blessed Shem and Japheth for their pity. So this may had happened the next day. I mean, the brothers may have told, or must have told their father what happened. And immediately, Ham may have placed that curse upon Canaan. Because of that illicit union, I will assume that Noah must assume that, you know, immediately after the act, his wife must have conceived. So I will assume that's what happened. So after Ham's brothers told their father what happened, so Ham may have assumed or may have thought that, you know, his wife must have conceived. And as a result of that, in his own assumption, if that happens to be the case, placed a curse upon Canaan because of that illicit union. So this option that we've discussed best fit the account of Noah with undeniable proof according to the scriptures. It explains why Ham's sin was so severe, Ham's motivation for committing this act, and why it was Canaan who was cursed. And additionally, it provides an explanation for peculiar textual features, like Ham being repeatedly identified as the father of Canaan, the sexual undertones in the text, and so forth. Now you see the beauty of the Bible. You see how the Bible interprets itself. You don't have to interpret the Bible. The Bible is designed to interpret itself by knowing and understanding how to read the scriptures. Precept must be upon precept, line upon line, here a little and there a little. This is why Canaan was cursed, because of the illicit union, the taboo relationship between Ham and his mother. I will assume that his mother too was drunk, because if Noah went to his wife's tent, Noah must have given his wife to drink, and both became drunk. Even though it wasn't revealed. And as a result of that drunkenness, in my own assumption, Ham took advantage of his father by sleeping with his mother. The mother too may not know exactly what's going on. She was temporarily dead. She was in an unconscious state. Because a lot of things are going through my head. Why didn't the woman, his mother, scream? Shout for help. You know, then the brothers can come rescue. I mean, I just don't know the whole, you know, the whole infrastructure of the house, you know, where the brothers do sleep, their own habitat, you know, to where Noah do sleep, and likewise Noah's wife. I just don't know the distance. You know, they could have their own tent. The mother too will have, you know, th- the mother having her own tent, Noah, the father, having his own tent, and likewise, you know, the children, Shem, Ham, and Japheth, having their own tent. You know, I just don't know, you know, the infrastructure to that house and the distance between one another. But a lot of things are going through my head. And likewise, yours too. You know, because first of all, why didn't the woman shout for help? Scream, somebody help me. I'm being raped by my son. Because the scripture, the text did not reveal such. You know. Or could it be that there was actually an agreement? There was a mutual agreement between Ham and the mother, which definitely that would be too hard to believe. Because no woman in her right mind, would allow her own son to sleep with her. And if it was a rape, definitely she would be screaming for help. But I would go with the fact that she was drunk. That's just my own take on it. And she was unconscious. And when Noah woke up from his drunkenness and heard or realized, what did this text again used? Let me get that real quick. So, Genesis, the 9th chapter, verse 24. When Noah woke up from his drunkenness and knew, obviously, he was drunk. He was in a blank state. So, somebody must have told them. We just don't know. Miraculously, somebody had to tell them for him to know. So, Ham's brothers told Noah, their father, what Ham did. And that's how he knew. Now, I don't know if it was immediately Noah placed that curse. You know, that I don't know. Or in the future. But we know that he placed that curse upon Canaan and not Ham himself. And in fact, I mean, Ham would get punished also. Because if you actually look at it, you know, why place a curse on Canaan, not Ham? If Canaan happens to be from the offspring of Ham, I mean, Ham would suffer for it too, because that's his child. You know, which one is more painful? Let me give you guys a scenario. Look at it this way. You having a child, and that child is cursed. You actually witnessing, living on a daily basis, witnessing your child according to the gravity and the content in what curses or curse was placed upon your child. You having to face and witness every day of your life. Because obviously you want prosperity, you want blessings for your children. So you seeing your children acting this way or such, behaving this way, brings pain, agony upon you. Because you want to carry on the blessings. You want to carry that blessings to your children from your own offspring. And if they're not doing well, it affects you too. But the direct offspring of Noah, of Ham, by his act of sleeping with his mother, is whom Noah placed the curse upon. But Ham himself indirectly is cursed, because he will also will suffer for it, because he also will pertain in the curse of Canaan, because that is his offspring. He will go through it too. Not just his son Canaan, even though it was a direct curse upon them, but it's also an indirect curse to Canaan. To Ham. It is better not to even be alive, or for me not to even exist, than for my offspring, one of them, being cursed, and I have to witness, I have to face, I have to see the curse that was placed upon my offspring for the rest of my life. That's painful. If he didn't commit suicide, I don't know how he's going to cope. Let's take a quick 5 minutes break, and we'll be back. take extra 2 to 3 minutes. We'll be back in the next 2 to 3 minutes. Let's take extra 2 to 3 minutes break again. We'll be back in the next 2 to 3 minutes. Okay, so let's proceed further as we'll round up in the next 5 to 10 minutes. So we're talking about how this curse upon Canaan will affect Ham. You know, as I give a reason why, and I will also add to this. What is worse, when you suffer, or when your children suffer, better yet, your grandchildren? Because this secondhand punishment is really hitting him hard. Psychologically, spiritually, emotionally, and even physically, because of well, even physically, according to Genesis, the 9th chapter, verse 24. The younger in that text is not meant to be understood chronologically in terms of order, but rather smaller in number, insignificant and unimportant compared to his other brothers. You know, Ham is being told that everyone beneath you is going to be small compared to your two brothers. According to Genesis, the 9th chapter, verse 24. The younger in that text should not be understood in a chronological manner, meaning he's the youngest of his other two brothers. No. Well, the Hebrew word in that context simply means smaller in number, insignificant, and unimportant compared to his brothers. (Clears throat) The word Canaan is rooted, Canaan, which simply means to be humbled, subdued, or brought low. Now you can clearly see why that union, that illicit union, the child was named Canaan. Again, which simply means to be humbled, to be subdued, and to be brought low, or to be brought low. So if I was to put all the pieces together, Ham essentially was after the throne. He wants to take the mantle. He wants to be the head. He wants to be the leader in that family. And the only way, according to the custom in ancient times Near East, as I've said earlier, you either have to sleep with his wife or with his concubine, or both. Ham was after the throne. He wants to be the head. And then, through Canaan's lineage, his prosperity will carry the rulership of future nations. But Noah did a 360-degree prophecy against that plan. He announces to Ham that his son would never be a ruler or even be great, but he would be small and be servant of servants, and that Shem would carry the seed line blessing, and then Japheth would be enlarged. Now you see how Noah flipped the script on Ham? You know, a rivalry between, you know, two seed line to make one carry the rulership for future nations. And by doing that, you have to usurp, you know, you have to take the strength, you have to cut the power of the ruler by sleeping with his wife or with his concubine. And that is it. I hope you guys now understand the motivation behind Ham's act and his vision for the future. Your host, Adewale, it's Truth Radio. If you have any questions, please do not hesitate to reach out to us. We're live and direct in the studio. If you want to reach out to us, please download the app. It's self-explanatory. You can reach us through the app. You can also reach us on Facebook, Truth Radio, or you can email us, truthradio@gmail.com. We're about to end today's Shabbat class, and we will see you guys next Shabbat, Lord's willing. I greet you all, please, in the name of Yahushua, Lord and Savior, who has risen and is now sitting on the right-hand side of the Father, beholding his glory. Let us encourage one another. Let us reach out to our brothers and sisters. Let us encourage each other. If you have any questions whatsoever, please don't hesitate to reach out to us. Don't let us forget the poor and the needy. They need us. Don't let us forget the orphans, the orphanage homes. Let us visit the orphanage homes. Don't forget to reach out to those guys. It's very important. These are Christ's people. If you do it for them, we're doing it for him. If you feed them, we feed in him. If you clothe them, we clothe in him. Let us exemplify what he did on the earth. Let us exemplify charity, good works. As our Father has instructed us, is very important. Please, let's stay in the scriptures as we ask for the Ruach to guide us into all truth. And we also pray for our kids, for our children, that the Lord will watch over them. Thank you all, and have a blessed day. Enjoy the Shabbat for those whose Shabbat haven't ended yet. One love, my people. One love, my people. Once again, one love, my people. Peace.